Someone else just join us?
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Happy 4th of July to you.
Happy 4th of July to you.
Are you off today?
Well, sort of. I'm just on the way to a breakfast.
Ah. Well, that's nice.
It's good to hear you for a change, Steve.
Yeah, it is.
It's good to hear your voice.
Thanks. How are things with you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Carol doing okay?
That's debatable.
Oh. Anything you want to share?
Well, she just got a bad knee that's killing her.
My knees are doing okay, but I've got a thumb that's killing me, so...
That's not good.
Well, it's got, I sprained it a couple of times way back in high school, and that has developed arthritis in it, I guess. So I'm trying to figure out what I'm eating that's causing it to ache so badly.
Have you tried CM cream on it?
I use CM cream on it all the time, and I've been wearing an ankle wrap over that hand at night. I don't know. One thing, right now I'm going through some vein procedures on my legs, so I have to wear a support hose, and that pulling them up just kills that thumb, so.
Oh, wow, yes, it would.
Those are horrible to do even without a bad thumb.
I know. So anyway, I'll survive, so will it.
That's interesting, because I was talking to a former neighbor of mine yesterday, who I would suspect, of course, nobody knows how old she is or her husband. They don't talk about it. I would imagine she's probably early to maybe even mid-80s. And she made the comment, her husband has had back problems. He broke a few vertebrae a couple of years ago, and he's just not a happy camper, and he's on Fosamax because da-da-da-da. Anyway, she made the comment that she has no arthritis in her body.
Hmm.
And that's what I said. I said, wow.
Indeed.
Because years ago I did transcription for a group of docs, industrial medicine docs, and one of the women, the female docs, had dictated a long research thing that she did on degenerative joint disease. And I think she said after the age of 35 or 40, everybody starts developing degenerative joint disease. And, you know, for her to say she has no, she said her hands are fine, her knees are fine, her hips are, all of her joints are fine. She doesn't think she has any arthritis in her body. I said, boy, you are very fortunate to be able to say that.
That's for sure.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody else say that.
I don't either. I don't know what she... I know she was on Fosamax for a long time. She's finally off.
Yeah.
So, it was just interesting to hear.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody else have anything? Remember the other day I said to you about that the fine that was levied against GlaxoSmithKline? I never remember to put Glaxo first, because when my daughter-in-law worked for them, it was SmithKline Beecham.
Oh, so, I remember that.
So that's what I always have in my head when I think about them. But anyway, there was an article in the paper yesterday that was saying, GlaxoSmithKline agrees to pay $3 billion for promoting uses that lacked U.S. approval.
Wow. $3 billion with a B as in boy?
Yeah, indeed.
Oh, my.
says it's the largest settlement ever involving a pharmaceutical company.
You think it'll change their behavior?
No. You know, it's funny you would bring that up because as I was reading down in here, it says critics argue that even large fines are not enough to deter drug companies from unlawful behavior. Only when prosecutors single out individual executives for punishment, they say, will practices begin to change.
Mm.
What we're learning is that money doesn't deter corporate malfeasance.
Right.
Elliot Spitzer, who as New York's Attorney General sued GlaxoSmithKline in 2004 over similar accusations involving Paxil. 2004.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that will work, in my view, is CEOs and officials being forced to resign and individual culpability being enforced.
Just like they did with the banks, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I was reading something last night. What was it? I don't remember. And again, they brought up how strong the lobby is, so that's just, you know, it's just not going to happen.
Right.
Uh-huh. Here we go with the drugs.
Yep.
I was going to say, if we could ever get rid of the lobbyists, that might help.
When did all this start? I keep asking that, and nobody can answer that.
I don't
remember 30, 40, 50 years ago. Were they even here? I don't know. Certainly they didn't have the power they do now, or the money.
Yeah, I've wondered that as well, Nancy. I can't think about it being when I was younger. I don't remember anything about that unless it was something I really wasn't tuned into the same way as I am now.
I've wondered that also, but I just don't remember hearing it like you do now.
Right. Yep.
I imagine they've gotten much more powerful and much more lucrative financially.
Right.
Absolutely.
And they've done it so slowly or whatever that nobody noticed until all of a sudden they're too big to do anything with.
Well, nobody's ever that big, I don't think, but...
Yeah, but it is, you know, it's the same thing as the way we eat and what they've done as far as processed foods and everything. It happens very slowly.
Yeah.
You know, it's that brainwashing thing that's done, and it's little things are slid in, and all of a sudden, it's monumental.
Here we are.
Yep.
Well, that's like my daughter was saying yesterday. We were stopped by their place after we had been to the doctor, and she made a comment about one of the boys. He's 15 now, I think, but she was saying when he was little and he wanted something, she says he could repeat the whole commercial word for word.
Right, yes.
And I think that's a lot of it. You know, we are brainwashed through the commercials and everything, so.
Yeah.
Or at least people are.
Yeah, well, and just like you said, it's from little on.
Mm-hmm.
It's all programmed into young kids who spend so many hours in front of the tube.
Yes, exactly.
That's right.
Well, anybody have anything else? I ordered from Focus on Growth that Common Sense about salt and water, the little maybe 15 or 20 page booklet, and started to read that, and it's really pretty interesting. Not always stuff. Some stuff we did know, some stuff we didn't know, kind of thing. But it says one of the things when it's talking about electrolytes is salt in its dry form is basically static until it's mixed with water, and then it becomes a life-supporting and life-sustaining medium. And I guess I never really thought about it like that, you know, as far I guess I never really gave salt a lot of thought, basically. then it goes on to say about how water is treated, our drinking water is treated, and how it sits in the pipes. And
has arrived.
The stuff and how chlorine is added to kill bacteria and waterborne parasites. It says even though chlorine is a toxic chemical, its use in municipal water systems has helped to eliminate widespread disease such as cholera and dysentery. Chlorine is noxious to the human body and is physically harmful and destructive to our cellular makeup. So here again, as with salt, we have an essential element to life. Because of the way it is processed and delivered to our homes, may be harmful to us. And it goes on to say about some things we need to know and understand about water enhancing our quality of life. Saying that tap water comes from streams and rivers as fresh water, from wells tapping into underground rivers called aquifers, desanitized, salinized ocean or sea water, and from wastewater reclaimed and purified from manufacturing and industry. No matter what its origin, water stored in tanks and piping is stagnant and must be treated to inhibit the living things that love that environment. Common sense begs the question, if that treatment is harmful to those living things, would it also be harmful to us as living things? That's a pretty good question, I think. Another thing I don't really stop to think about, but yeah, if it's killing everything else, what's it doing to ourselves? The answer is yes, and what can we do about it? Chlorine is not the only challenge with our tap water, but let's start there. Since it is essential to the delivery and convenience of water in our homes, how can we keep it from challenging our health? Chlorine can be effectively removed by filtration. However, in most good filtration systems, the chlorine is not all that is removed. Pollution in our drinking water is a huge issue worldwide and includes contamination from industrial waste and air pollution, pesticides and chemicals from modern agricultural practices, and now pharmaceutical drugs from proper use and improper disposal. We have developed very efficient water filtration and purification systems to help with these challenges. In the process, process of completely purifying and filtering our water, we have created more challenges for our bodies. Remember those electrolytes and how important they are to cellular communication. With our efficient filtration, we are removing those elements from our diet. Many of us experience health challenges from the lack of minerals in our diet, even though we try to eat right and exercise. The first place our body looks for its essential minerals is in our drinking water. Well, I didn't know that either. I knew that water was essential as far as minerals was concerned, but I certainly never knew that it is the first place that our body looked for the minerals. I always had that picture of Dr. Naidu saying, our bones are a bank, and that's where the minerals are moved around within our body for where they're needed. Any comments?
Oh, that's good. I was just thinking I need to check on our youngest son and his wife live in Hutchinson, and they just put in a huge, big new treatment plant with reverse osmosis in it. But I wonder what they add after it goes through the osmosis, whether they add the chlorine and stuff back in, because it goes through the pipes to the homes after that, so...
Yeah, and do I remember correctly that the reverse osmosis takes everything out of the water?
I think so. So I don't know. Maybe
something
to check.
Go ahead.
No, I just said that's something to check into.
Absolutely.
I think it's pretty dead and acidic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, Nancy.
I think it's clean, but it's all, I remember, because the Thai restaurant that Marty and I have gone to a couple of times, when I've asked her to fill my water bottle, she says, well, you know, we have reverse osmosis water here. Like, this is the best thing on the, you know, since sliced bread. And the next time she says that to me, I'm going to say, you know, that it's clean water, but it's also very acidic. Rather than saying it's dead, I think acidic is the stronger word.
Yeah, and maybe not quite so offensive.
Well, interestingly, when we were in Maine, Dr. Howe's wife was telling me, I believe that they have RO water at home. And I questioned it to her briefly, and, you know, she thought it was okay. So, what? And she's a nurse, but what do I know?
Yeah, right.
I have a neighbor who, they put the reverse osmosis into their house as well, and oh, gee whiz, she's very sold on it, which most people are.
Sure.
To go to that expense to put it in, but yeah, I think there's so much knowledge that is lacking in that, you know, that it's what's advertised for the reverse osmosis that's the plus part of it, and nobody talks about the negative whenever it's being sold or looked at to any degree.
It's just like all the other systems, too, so.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody talks about the pluses, but nobody talks about the negatives on them, so.
Right. Well, I guess that's our responsibility before we do the things is to research it enough to know.
Yeah.
Because for sure the salesman isn't going to weigh heavy in on the negatives, if indeed they know.
They probably don't know.
Right. So, let's see what else they may have to say in here.
They reminded me I need to get that book, and I want that one by Dr. Howiak as well. So.
Yeah, what one is that, Anita?
I don't remember what his topic, wasn't that the bones? And he was the one that does the other bone testing rather than the one that we get, DEXA scan that we use. I think that was what his subject is.
Oh, okay. That wasn't ringing a bell for me.
I was going to say, Jeannie was talking about that one, and then I think Vance had something on his call about that, too.
Oh, I think you're right. That is coming back to me. Vaguely, Anita. I probably need more water to do something with my brain cells this morning.
I remember the name, but I forget the topic.
Yeah. Anyway, I remember he had a little book, and I wanted to get that, and I haven't done it yet, so.
Yeah, that's the way I was with this Common Sense About Salt and Water little book, and I was putting it off. It was just not on the top of my important things to do list, I guess. I wasn't really putting it off. I just didn't bother.
Didn't get to it.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's nice because it's small enough that you can get through it with, you know, within a couple hours or an hour, depending on how much you want to sit and think about it as you read it.
I think it's the kind of thing you need to read a couple times. At least I do.
I know I do, yes, absolutely. So, and I also got the DVD or CD, whatever it is. CD, I guess. Yep, it's a CD on it. So I'll put it in the car and listen to that so that it kind of sinks in more. So, yeah, but I don't know. It goes on to say minerals naturally dissolved and carried in the structure of the water molecule are the most bioavailable to the body. Second place the body looks for minerals is in unrefined salt, which when in solution with clean water creates a perfect environment for ion exchange. and efficient function of every system of the body. The third place our bodies look for minerals is in our food supply. Our table salt is unable to supply only NaCl, and even that is laced with chlorine and other chemicals and is not supplying even the basic mineral needs of the body.
That's
our tap water is either polluted or treated or both, which blocks essential minerals from being assimilated into our cellular structure. Our filtered water has been so efficiently cleaned and purified that it cannot supply the basic minerals. Common sense dictates the possibility that many, if not most, of our common health challenges may be related to the quality of our salt and water and our general lack of education as to their importance. So I can see why this is used. You know, the author leaves are the ones who do this as far as sneaking with the waterfall and the salt and everything, and I can see how all of this fits in with what they use as far as their business outline. And it's pretty powerful.
NaCl is sodium chloride.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, here's another section of this is saying high blood pressure has been associated with salt intake for many years. The idea that more salt causes higher blood pressure has never been proven true. The fact is that table salt with its chlorine and other chemicals cause some problems with our body, not because of the salt, but the toxic chlorine and aluminum silicates mixed with it. There are far more studies today that indicate a higher mineral salt intake leads to less challenges with the heart and vascular system. Along with the proper salt, it is very important to introduce minerals.
Has left the conference.
Other basic and essential elements of good health include nutrition, energy through biomagnetics, far infrared and negative ion applications, sleep and exercise. We talked about nutrition earlier and the relationship of minerals and the body's ability to absorb and utilize nutrition. Water and mineral salt are absolutely critical for proper absorption. Mineral salt is critical for the production of efficient stomach acids necessary for the proper breakdown of proteins and complex carbohydrates. Those same mineral salts provide raw materials to buffer digested food as it enters the small intestine and is absorbed into the blood and carried throughout the body. So we see that salt and water are at the very basis of the nutrition process. And it goes on to say our bodies are electrical units and it is a physical impossibility to have electricity without magnetism. So, like I said, I can see how the Offerleys use this as far as their business approach with these things. It's really pretty neat.
Yeah, it is.
So that's it with the salt and water. Anybody have anything?
This is very interesting. I ordered a couple of things from VitaCost that came yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And the coconut oil that I have been using since I went to Maine, actually, was Nativa. Anybody order that?
Yeah.
You guys order the used coconut oil?
Yeah, yeah. I use some, but not a whole lot. I think I've used
Nativa.
Is solid at room temperature, and when it gets, you know, if it gets up to like 85 or 80 in my house, or even 78, and I don't have the air on.
Has arrived.
Well, yesterday when I opened my thing, I decided to get VitaCost brand of coconut oil, and it was totally liquid in the same kind of container. And I thought, wow. I have the air on, obviously, since it's so delightfully warm outside. And
yeah.
It is still liquid, so apparently it never hardens.
Well, that's interesting.
I've got spectrum, I think, and that, you know, that changes too with the temperature of the room.
I don't think it's probably worth shipping it back if I have to pay shipping. It'll just a little adjusting of how to use it, I suspect. They're both coconut oil. They're both extra virgin. I will go back to Nativa after this time, but it's weird to see it in the same container and liquid.
Yeah.
Right.
Really, you know, you would think that if it's going to be liquid, it would have come in a liquid-type container.
In a bottle.
Right.
Yeah.
Weird.
Absolutely.
Now, it says 54 fluid ounces on it. On the one from them. Mine just says, the Nativa just says 54 ounces. Isn't that, so apparently it is not supposed to be solid at all.
Huh.
I didn't notice that when I was ordering it. I probably, definitely would not have bought it. That is weird.
Yeah, it really is. I don't think I've ever really seen it, you know, on the shelves where you buy coconut oil. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that it is, like, liquid. Maybe there's another area of the store that carries a liquid coconut oil that I haven't searched for, had any use to go and search out. But
right. And
everything I've seen is
a container. Like,
right, right.
Interesting.
Oh. Very.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say I have to put an order into them as well. So it's good to know about that, the stuff that I watch.
I think I will use it to make the fat-burning fudge today.
Oh, that sounds good.
That was the one from Oz. With the coconut oil, cocoa, and honey, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I'm going to make it since the kids will be here. And it certainly is easier to mix it with the liquid and even measure it with the liquid.
Absolutely.
And with the solid. This is interesting. It's going to take a little adjusting on my part.
Mentally.
Well, I'm just not. First of all, it could drip all over everything. It would be really messy.
If it was coming out of a bottle, it would be a little easier to handle.
Yeah, it's just very strange. It would be easy to put into a spray bottle, though.
Yeah, it would.
Spray on veggies that I might want to grill or something. I don't know. Very interesting. I wonder how they did it, what they did to make it liquid.
That's what I was just sitting here thinking. Wonder what the difference is that it's, how it was manufactured or whatever.
Yeah, we don't want to use the word processed.
No, not at all.
Let's see if they say anything strange on the bottle, on a jar.
And of course, it doesn't list any other ingredients, so.
No. Certified organic. Huh. Very interesting.
Yeah. So what other things do you get from VitaCost, Nance?
Well, when I talk to Char and Vance about what's going on between Marty and me, there were some suggestions that they both had, one of which was strontium, which I was meaning to order anyway. And Char also suggested magnesium.
On my list.
Magnesium citrate. And they also carry real salt, which I ordered. I also ordered one of the deodorant sticks because I don't want to use deodorant anymore.
Right.
And I was going to buy one for each of us, but they didn't have the large one, so I bought one of the smaller ones. And I thought, you know, I'll try it. If I like it, I'll have an easier time convincing the kids. Marty will do whatever I tell him anyway. But, you know, convincing the kids that they should try it. So it came yesterday. That was in there. The real salt is coming from a different place. So that went out a day before, and it won't be here until Thursday.
What's the brand on that on that deodorant stick?
What did I do with my order? They carry... Well, they also had unsalted pre-shelled pumpkin seeds, buy one, get one half off. I also bought a thing, finally bought a thing of nutritional yeast. I haven't figured what I'm going to use for it. The Thai, T-H-A-I, deodorant stone, pure natural crystal mini stick. 2 ounces was $2.50. And I also bought some glucosamine chondroitin that has MSM in it, actually, because our joint does not have it. And I decided, you know, Oz recently said that those are what people seem to have success using. And I decided, okay, I'm going to try that also.
Well, didn't they always, Nikan always said that the chondroitin wasn't good for you. That was why they put the glucosamine in with the acetylmaristoliate. Of course, now they've taken the glucosamine out of that as well.
Right. I don't remember hearing that about the chondroitin.
That's what that was. I thought that was the reasoning for putting in they just had the glucosamine and the acetylmaristoliate.
I don't remember hearing that before. Now there's nothing. So,
yeah. Right.
You know what? It's worth a try.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I also have gotten CoQ there. And, you know, over the years I've gotten different things, but I do get the CoQ there. And it's, for me, it's easier to order online than to run to the closest health food that I was going to, which is a half hour away.
Right.
You know, if I'm going out to see the kids, I sometimes will stop because it's not far from where we go to get them. It's on the way to their house. Let me think what else I've bought over the years.
Well, talk to me about Strontium, because I looked that up on their website and wasn't sure what kind to get, whether
I bought their brand, 680 milligrams per serving, 120 vegetarian. And again, that was on buy one, get one free, or get one half. It was $12.99 for 120. So I got one, you know, I got two bottles of 120, one for $13 and one for $6.50.
Their brand, though?
Their brand.
Are they a capsule?
The Strontium? I think that's the one that was not a capsule. I think the glucosamine, one was a capsule, one was a tablet. I think the strontium was, magnesium citrate is the tablet. I have not opened the strontium because that one, you're supposed to take with theirs two a day for the 680. I would so much prefer taking one a day on these things. And this has to be, on their thing, it says, at least, do not take with at the same time as calcium. I think Char said to take it, she said 680, 340 twice a day, away from food and calcium, like, 2 to 4 hours away, which makes it really hard.
You know, I can never
facing these things out all day.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I haven't taken that one because I just took my calcium a little while ago. And I'll have to find a time that I can comfortably do it. And I know when I add these to Marty, he's going to have a real fit because, you know, you get so used to taking them, and then, what do you mean I can't take it near this one? That's even harder to take it where you're not eating or taking calcium. I take calcium three times a day, and, you know, it's just, yeah.
if you have a life where you're out and about at any time, that only adds to the confusion.
I don't have trouble taking pills with me, which I do for dinner, But it's the idea of spacing.
Yeah.
That causes the, and sometimes even just remembering to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
Exactly.
That's what I can
see how this is going to work in.
That's how I can never remember.
Keeping it away from the calcium, but away from food too. You know, I feel like if I'm an hour away from food, that's okay. But I would definitely go 2 hours away from calcium. Even says that, you know, to keep it away from the calcium on the bottle. So, as long as you're spending the money on it, you may as well get the biggest benefit you can.
Absolutely.
And I even one of them in the middle of the night. But again, I'm taking my my thyroid stuff in the middle of the night. So I want to take a full glass of water into the bathroom and try to remember, well, what time did I do this? You know.
Right. Yes.
I need to hire somebody to remind me to take my pills.
Well, Heather, I just balk at arranging my whole life around my pill schedule.
I agree. And especially since I'm not on prescriptions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is voluntary.
Like right. It's interesting. Marty went to see the pain management doc yesterday. And it's so funny when you hear reactions of people. And he says, you're not on any prescription medications, right? And Marty said, no. He said, good. He said, because the less of that you have to take, the better. And I said, are you sure you're a doctor?
Yes.
He said, no. He said, stay away from them as long as you can.
They always do a double take when Harlan tells him he doesn't take anything. So.
Yeah, it's just so funny to hear them react to him with no meds. I remember, oh gosh, it's got to be 4, 5, 6 years ago. For some reason, he had to pick up one of his prescriptions that he must have been on. Maybe it was after a surgery or something. He came home. Do you have any idea how many prescriptions these people are picking up for themselves? 6 and 8 prescriptions at one time they're picking up for them. I said, there are people on more than that.
That's why we do the things, too.
He could not believe it.
Yeah, that's why they all reach the donut hole so quickly.
Yeah. I remember in Oz, and it's been several years already, I don't know if you guys saw it at the time, where he had steps, and he had two women, and he had them go up first the first step, and then they gradually, you know, were going up at different times, and his bottom line was that the more prescriptions you add to your menu, the less has been studied about how they each interact with each other.
Oh, sure.
Interesting. And
yeah.
Nobody knows.
Absolutely.
So, anyway.
Yeah, well, thanks for that information, Nancy. I appreciate that. That'll help a lot with my order.
And they also have free shipping if you're over 49, which is not hard to reach usually.
Right. Well, and I wanted to order that some of that strontium, not only for myself, but for my daughter, the second daughter who has the bone osteoporosis so badly.
Wow.
And so I've had that on my mind to get that, you know, and put it in her hand and say, okay, you know, let's
right.
work on this.
Yeah. Well, that was the first thing Shar mentioned when the three of us were on a call. The second was the magnesium citrate that she said Dave Johnson swears by. 4,600 milligrams 2 times a day. And then the real salt was the one that they both agreed.
46 milligrams a day of the magnesium
citrate? 400 to 600 milligrams twice a day for the magnesium citrate.
Okay.
And they also have the real salt.
Great. What does the real salt cost coming from them? I was trying to remember what I bought it for at Whole Foods. It's a little bag.
It is, and it's not on the bill because it won't be here until Thursday, so this was a packing bill. When I get upstairs, if I go up today, I'll call you and let you know. Otherwise, ask me tomorrow.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it today. You've got enough on your plate for today. We'll talk about it later. I was trying to think, though. I think it was like $7, $6, and, you know, almost $7 thing for the little bag of it, which was okay, you know. I wanted to have it. I wanted to get some into the hands of...
you're not going to use a lot.
Right, right. One thing I did pick up while I was ordering from Focus on Growth, they had this teensy little real salt shaker to carry in your purse. And I was thinking as I was ordering, do I really want that? I think it was like $2.50 or $2, something like that. And why do I want to carry that? I don't put salt on anything. But, you know, in the real salt, we've been talking about using it with just water, putting it on our tongue.
Well, I think that initially I'm going to just try putting it down the middle of my tongue.
Right.
A little bit. And I forget whether they wash it down or let it dissolve.
So that's why I determined, well, it won't hurt to have that teensy little thing. It's not as big as a tube of lipstick kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
To just throw in my purse and then...
I'd never remember to use it, will you?
I'll see.
I don't salt anything.
No,
I
don't either, ever.
And I can't imagine adding to something in a restaurant because it could already be salted, you know, even though you may say no salt.
Yeah.
I just keep remembering hearing a chef say, we learned in culinary school that salt is flavor. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, oh, lovely. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Wasn't that heavyset guy on Oz that he took him off of the salt? Or?
Yeah. Interesting. No, I'm just going to do it straight and see if I can work up to even a quarter of a teaspoon, which for me is going to be a lot.
I do use that on, you know, the popcorn that we make with the nutritional yeast and the dill. I can't remember what it's called that Char had talked about, that really, really great flavored popcorn that you make. I use air pop popcorn and use the nutritional yeast and the salt and dill and just shake it on it, and it's really, really delicious.
Does it stick to the air popcorn or not?
I use a very light spray.
Okay.
No, it doesn't really stick on there unless you use something on there. So there's
even on the I've never ordered the nutritional yeast. I have forgotten all these years, and it has a lot of B vitamins in it. It says on the bottle, but they even suggest putting it on salad or in soups. You know. A myriad of things that you can just put it in to get.
I think it would be good in that. I've been using it in my scrambled tofu in the mornings. If I do scrambled tofu, I add a little nutritional yeast in that. I think that was one of the things maybe Esselstyn Rips on the Engine 2 diet that he put in his scrambled tofu. I can't remember for sure if he was the one that did that or not, but somebody did, and it is good. I put that and so turmeric in it, along with my chopped onions and pepper. So.
Right. I you know, if I'm thinking cheese anything, like you said, Anita, as far as the tofu scramble,
yeah.
That's what I grab. Is I have a large amount of nutritional yeast on hand because that's my thing to grab immediately. And like on salads, I haven't used it that much on salads, but when I did, it was really, really tasty and delicious too. Like I said, it gives you that cheesy kind of flavor with whatever. So yeah, there's a lot of ways to use it, that's for sure.
So what about on, like, my eggplant parm? You would probably wait to sprinkle it on after it was cooked?
No, I wouldn't. I'd use it while I was layering.
Okay.
Yeah, I probably would, too.
Okay.
That's something I haven't made for a while. I need to do that.
Yeah, that just rang a bell with me.
My husband didn't plant any eggplant this year, so I guess I'll have to buy some of the regular ones. I always like the tall, skinny ones because they don't have nearly as many seeds. But since he didn't get them, anyhow.
You might fire him then. That's ridiculous.
That's the way
he
was,
it goes.
He was selective in his things that he planted this year, except that he did plant me a row of collard greens. I couldn't find the seed for kale. I was going to plant some kale, and I couldn't find a packet of seed. I did found some later, but so I bought a packet of collards, and they are growing like crazy. He wants to know who I'm going to share them with because he says there are way too many for us.
And what do you do with them?
Well, I've been putting them in my smoothies along with the Swiss chard that I also planted, but I need to get busy and cook some. Or he's been using the small leaves, the more tender ones. He just eats raw or puts them in salad. But the bigger ones, I'm going to have to figure out how to cook those or something. Since I'm not Southern, I don't know these things.
I wonder if you could freeze it for use in your smoothie.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I was wondering, too, and I need to go through my Joy of Cooking, I guess, and see what they suggest on there, because they always have a lot of good information on stuff like that. So I guess I could check the store, too, and see if they carry it frozen. That would indicate that it can be done. So I know I've got
some frozen.
Yeah, I've got some frozen kale I know that I did last year, and that works well, but I'd hate to use the frozen while I've got fresh stuff, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think he was going to plant some.
I just started,
go ahead.
I started mangoes now, which I've done before.
To freeze them, Nancy?
Pardon me?
You're freezing them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done that before. And you know what? Before I freeze them on a cookie sheet and then I put them in a plastic bag. When I was taking them off the cookie sheet last night, I took a bite of the frozen. I had to wait maybe 5 or 10 minutes before I could get them off the sheet and separate it. They're good frozen.
Do you put parchment paper on your sheet?
No, I just put them on, which is probably why they stuck a little bit until they, But they weren't defrosted when I used the spatula to get them off. In fact, even this year, I was putting my frozen blueberries in my fruit salad, and they were fine.
Yeah, I put frozen blueberries blueberries out on the sheet to freeze as well. So.
Yeah, I do that all the time. But it's the first year that I've ever put the frozen ones in my fruit salad. And I don't know, maybe I can even reuse the mango in my fruit salad. I don't know, that'll be interesting.
I would think so.
Be interesting to try.
Yeah.
I noticed our Walmart had a lot of the small yellow mangoes, the Mexican ones or whatever. I don't know how many chemicals and stuff those have got on them, but they were reasonably priced as well, so.
Well, interestingly, Mindy had gotten me something organic last week, and I just looked at the container, organic from Mexico. I was shocked.
Well, I usually buy organic apples, and all of a sudden my Dillon's stores, none of them have any organic apples in. So I asked the last time I was in. They had oranges and stuff, but no apples. And she was saying that they usually get their organic apples from someplace in Washington State. And they had had a late freeze while it was in blossom stage or something. And so their organic apple supply is really limited.
Well, it's also not the time of year for apples.
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of it.
So
yeah.
I went to my local health food store, but my local natural food store, and they had some. They weren't very big, but they were really nice ones. So
do you buy all fresh ones, Nancy, and then peel them and cut them and everything?
The mango?
Yeah.
Yeah, I cut them. I peel it. Chunk them in big, I slice it off the pit as big as I can, And then I just made a single layer on a cookie sheet. And actually, they were in the freezer for several days. I never got around to taking them out.
Yeah.
And then put them in a container or a bag. I put them in, I find a bag easy for me, so.
Yeah, right. It is.
I just love some blueberries. I'm into the same thing. I've done the blueberries for years, so.
Yeah. The blueberries were really nice this year.
Mm-hmm.
I said the blueberries were really nice this year, so.
I have to get some of those, too. They're just coming in hot and heavy at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So now's
and
the time.
Nothing like the Jersey berries.
Go ahead.
Nothing like the Jersey berries.
Mm.
Yes.
And I'm prejudiced, of course.
Yes, exactly. But I found at Costco they have a pretty good size container, and right now they're really delicious of the mangoes for
$7.99.
So
yeah, that's not.
I was looking at those price of the fresh ones and thinking, well, I'm probably better buying that right now for the amount that's in there than what I can get off of. A regular one that I purchase in the store, so.
Right. Did you guys ever buy NAAN, a stone fire flatbread?
Yeah.
What do you do with it? I saw it yesterday for the first time. I think they had this when we were in Maine. What do you do with it?
Eat it.
Is it
right.
It says to eat it warm.
Well, I make
yeah.
pizzas on that.
That's what I thought.
You know.
Okay. Okay.
And that's a good place to also use your nutritional yeast.
Oh, okay. I have no idea what it is. Just look on my receipt to see what they charged me for it, because I have no clue. There was no sign under it, and this one's they had one whole wheat, and I grabbed it.
Yes. Mm. Yes, but it's nice to use even, like, in the wintertime or whatever, whenever you have soup. To just pull
there
it apart
before,
and eat it that
and I
way.
I bought one. It, on the back, it, one of the things it suggested use, perfect size for any meal, pasta, soup, chili, or curry. Sliced non-dippers complement any dip, hummus, spinach, guacamole. Great panini, tuna milk, there you go, or wrap. Make a naan, which two warm naan replace.
Has left the conference.
It sounds
I just ate
really,
it.
My immediate thing, okay, I would use it for a dip, but I wonder what else you guys are using it for.
I was going to say I hadn't bought it, but when we were in California with our granddaughter, her husband works at a bakery cafe and stuff like that, and so he and his, or her stepdad went along and they bought stuff and they came home with this naan bread, and it was delicious. They just, you know, tore pieces off and ate it with our meal. So,
it recommends eating it warm. Did you?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was nice.
It sounds interesting. I'm excited.
Yes.
I was excited. I wish they had more of the whole wheat, whole grain. Hand stretched, best served warm, good source of fiber, and there are four servings in a container. Half a naan is four grams of fiber. That's healthy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate
it. I just, to make a wrap out of that, it's too much bread for me.
Yeah, it's pretty thick.
Yeah.
That's a pizza would be great, though.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, then you have your own things that you put on there and fresh tomatoes and such, and it's pretty awesome.
Good idea.
Yeah.
I'm not, I was thinking I would serve it tonight for the kids. I'm saving it for me. Sorry, guys.
There you go. So that's a good thing.
They won't, if I had more, I would have, I don't know that I'll ever see them like there again. They had it in front of the produce for some stupid reason. But that's where I saw it, so I was glad.
Well, I know they always have it at Foods, and I think Trader Joe's, and actually, they're carrying it in a Giant Eagle at this point.
What are you paying? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Okay.
It's been a while since I bought it because of trying to stay off the wheat and gluten kind of stuff.
Right.
But I can remember I loved it.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Anything
right.
else?
No, I'm glad you were here today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pleasant. Enjoyed your company. It's always a great way for me to start the day, to be with friends.
Yeah, it is a very good way to start the day.
Yeah. So thank you, and have a great day. Enjoy your family or whatever you're going to do today. And I guess we'll be back tomorrow, huh?
Have a good one. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. So, thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.